back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. Brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. Now we're going to turn the page. We're going to talk about the San Jose Sharks prospects. So we're happy to bring in Director of Scouting for the San Jose Sharks, Tim Burke. And Tim, thanks for coming on the show again. We always appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, Tim, let's. I want to talk to you a little bit about prospect analytics, if we may. Just because, obviously, in the news and in the media, analytics has become this hot topic, although it's been used in the NHL for quite some time, just primarily quietly by the teams, because why would you want to give up your competitive advantage and let other teams know what you're doing, which I think makes sense. From your perspective, and I've been working on these things for a while, so has Russ, what do you think is the biggest challenge with prospect analytics moving forward, since it's in its infancy stage?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it does relate a little bit more to the NHL. They've got a little more bigger body of work, but I think there are some things you can look at with the junior players. But you also have to look at ice time, and they don't do the ice times. We're still trying to get them to do the ice times in the American League, and they won't do it. But, I mean, there are some things that you can look at. With 17, 18, 19 year olds based on ice time, I mean, it's like an eyeball test, but there are some things, but it's much easier with the NHL guys that have all these statistics available.
But there is some cautionary tales too, right? I mean, I saw a game the other night where time of possession was crazy for one team, shots on goal was crazy for one team, and the team who was dominating lost. And that does happen in the NHL. So I guess you have to sort of still balance that too, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think you get a lot of different views on it. You get GMs, coaches, they all have a different view on this whole statistical thing. You know, some of them, they say, well, how can you say this? But, you know, some of it's new. Some of it will be, some will be proven wrong. Some will be better than they thought. You never know.
Well, that's the whole process of the evolution of it when you bring, analytics and you're trying to, spread it out and use it as a tool. And for prospects, obviously, it's about projection and trying to find some commonalities in that. And I'm just curious to see where the evolution takes us and if the tool is going to be as useful as, I guess, video was back in the day when Roger Nielsen really started to pioneer using that as a tool for evaluation as well. So, Tim, I guess, we're going to sit and wait, all of us, and see how it plays out. And, we'll revisit this conversation maybe 2 or 3 years down the road when maybe it's a little bit in a better place. We don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, which makes it fun. So we'll see how, see if the Brainiacs can push their heads together and make something happen for us. You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, powered by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts ever with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Tim Burke, Director of Scouting for the San Jose Sharks. All right, Tim, I want to ask you about your first-round pick in the draft last year in Nikolai Goldobin. Is over in the Finnish Elite League playing in Helsinki. An opportunity to go play against men in a tougher circumstance than he did, obviously, last year in the Ontario Hockey League. And how happy have you guys, I know it's a short, only 6 games to look at him, but how happy have you guys been with his transition going over to Finland?
Yeah, I think it's going good so far. I mean, we've had some people over there see him, and it's so far so good. He had a good training camp, and you hear this from a lot of people. Everybody tries to talk up all their players in training camp, but I thought, he was given a pretty good situation at training camp. We put him with some good players, and he did respond. Was he ready for the NHL? Well, nobody's ever ready. But I was, for the first step of his first training camp, so far, so good.
Yeah, he's one of those guys who has that ability to score at will from almost any situation. And that's one of the things that, Russ and I talk about every year going into the draft. What are the most, valued players going into a draft in terms of how rare they are in the NHL? It's like power forwards, offensive defensemen, and elite goal scorers, guys who potentially can score, you know, 30 goals or more in the NHL. And that's what I thought when I watched Nikolai Godolbin. Were you guys a little bit surprised that he dropped down to you at 27? And was that maybe because there's a, you know, a Russian factor in there that I don't think is really applies to Nikolai, but, you know, it's always something that we have to keep in the back of our minds?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We thought that, you know, there was a number of these skilled scoring type wingers that would be in the, from 15 to 30. We thought he was in that group of people, you know, that might fall between there. I can't, a lot of people make it sound like, you know, you got lucky that a guy fell, but, you know, I don't think that was the case. I think there was a strength of that part of the draft when you had, mm-hmm. you know, Pastrnak was a good player, and you had a number of those type of guys, Perlini all the way down. I mean, the guys that could score goals.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the acceleration you want in an NHL player. He thinks the game really fast. But we also know that, you know, a player like him could always get called on by the KHL, and you got to figure that plays into it too.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the case. I mean, anybody can go there, really. There's been other players. We can't worry about that. I mean, they got to do what they got to do, we got to do it. If we provide the right environment with the right nurturing, they'll want to stay with us.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. And, I think we've seen that with a lot of Russian players who have decided, no, I'm staying here because my organization has, you know, nurtured me, treated me the right way. From, you know, my perspective, and they're doing everything they can to make me a better player. So, you know, I think that sends, you know, a message to those type of players. So I think I'm really intrigued with this guy's upside, and most particularly because I have him in my pool, my keeper league, so I'm crossing my fingers. So we'll see where it goes.
Because you mentioned your pool so much, where do you stand right now in the standings?
I'm currently in a playoff spot, so I'm like the last wild card spot.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I'm hanging in there. I'm doing okay. You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. Brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. We're speaking with Tim Berth, the director of scouting for the San Jose Sharks. And Tim, I want to ask you about Julius Bergman, a right-handed, lanky defenseman who's came over and is now playing with the London Knights and has already got 7 points in like just over a dozen games. And how pleased have you guys been with his transition coming over to Sweden into the Ontario Hockey League, which is, you know, clearly has some differences, but some guys take some little bit time, but it doesn't look like Julius has skipped a beat at all.
Yeah, no, London got off to a little bit of a slow start. They're heating up right now. They got a few guys back, and you know, he came over in the summer, and then he was in training camp. And, you know, he made a pretty good impression. He played one or two games in the top league over there, but he was playing in a pretty good junior program. So he wanted to come. This was all on him. He wanted to do this. We weren't talking him into anything. And, when we found out he was going to London, obviously London's a great place, and he's fit in. I'm going to see him actually in the next couple of days. But, you know, he made a pretty good transition so far. His English is pretty good. He's got a good blend to his game. I think he's got some offense to his game. He's got a little bit of bite to his game. So I think it's a good situation going to junior hockey, and he's under pressure a little bit more there. The game, they're on you a little bit quicker. And I think that some of the things he's got to do as a defenseman, you know, under pressure, I think it's really helped him so far.
Is it good or easier for you and for your organization with the way the game has changed, so it's not like you always have to draft this offensive defenseman and you always have to draft this shutdown guy, but if you get a guy sort of like in the middle where I think Bergman might fit, that's fine, because nowadays you need a decent amount of those guys with the way the game is fast and the speed that you need and even the passing ability just to be able to get the puck up the ice.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, he obviously has very good passing and shooting skills, and you can't say he's an end-to-end defensive, but, you know, the defending part of the game is always going to be a work in progress with every defenseman. But
right.
I think you're right. He's got a high-end blend to his game, and that's what attracted us to him. I think you know, our NHL coaches were around him quite a bit in training camp, and, you know, they've seen a lot of guys come down the line. They see good things in him, which is a positive.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. And we're speaking with Tim Burke, the director of scouting for the San Jose Sharks, about some of the kids in their system. And, Tim, I want to ask you about Noah Rod. I mean, he's a guy who I haven't got an opportunity to see play very often, being playing for Swiss. You know, what are your thoughts on him? And tell us a little bit more about what are the reasons why you guys were so intrigued.
You know, we see him as like a you know, high end of a second line player that has, you know, he has a physical, you know, he's physical on the puck and he will take hits to make plays. He's the type of guy that we saw him in different, we saw him in the top league and we also saw him in tournaments. We saw him against older men and guys in his own age group, and it was a, you know, he had a real infectious attitude with his line mates, you know, because he seemed to be always on the puck, always around the net. A lot of high-end stuff physically. He may not be the biggest guy, but he plays through people, which we really like. And it's not just to hit people; it's to get the puck back. We thought, we talked to some of the people over there that played with him, and when he came over here, it was pretty much what we had thought. You know, we still think he needs some time, but he is playing with men, and that does help.
Yeah, he's definitely a hard-nosed guy. He definitely will go near the net and into the net. And he just seems like one of those San Jose Shark picks, you know, a pain in the neck, offensively and otherwise.
I hope so.
Tim, when you look at Noah's game and, you know, you're sitting at the draft table or before your draft and you're putting your list together and you're trying to evaluate players and where they could project into, you know, was the reason why you guys were so intrigued with Noah Rod is a guy that could play up and down your lineup? Because I know those guys are valuable, that versatility of playing, you know, the third guy in a second line, but could also play on the opposite wing on a third line or play, you know, play with some skilled players and be the guy that goes into corners and gets out pucks and maybe is the guy that, you know, hustles back on the back check to cover his line mates. Was that the sort of style of play you were looking for when you looked at a guy like Noah Rod?
Yeah. Like I said, we saw him in different with different teams during the year, and he's in different roles. And when he played with his age group, and he was a top line left winger, he gave an ingredient to that line that, you know, they had a couple other skilled guys, but he gave him a little bit of room. He's kind of like he's not a power forward. I'm not saying that, but he's one of those forwards that he surprises a lot of people with his physicality on the puck and at the net.
Yeah, I found that when I caught some game film of him, the first guy that kind of came to mind was like, oh, he's kind of like a little Alex Burrows, and like he's not the biggest guy, but man, he goes in like a puck hound, and he battles really well, and he cycles along the boards well for a young guy, and I know that's a skill that you have to be taught, because some guys, you know, it takes a little while to get very efficient at it. But I was pretty impressed with that part of his game.
Yeah, no, he's pretty strong. He's pretty well put together, and he is fearless. But in the context of being fearless, he doesn't go out of his way to just say the hell with the puck. He's still on pucks. He's trying to do things for his line. He's trying to get loose pucks. He's trying to make plays. Some guys abandon that, and they just want to run into people.
Well, certainly, and then you take yourself out of the play, and you're not really as effective as you possibly could be. Yeah, which I find really interesting about those type of players is that the guy at a young age is mature enough to understand that the most important thing on the ice is the puck. And where's the puck and who has it? And if I don't have it, I better go get it. I'm really intrigued with seeing him play, against his peer group and his age group, and whether that that time with the men is going to make a difference. So, but we're going to take a quick break on Hockey Prospect Radio. But stay tuned. We're going to have more talk about the San Jose Sharks prospects right after these important messages.